Welcome to White Spot Giants this week. Welcome to the first episode of November. My name is Dan O'Connor, voice of the Vancouver Giants, and the show continues on. The month of November is here, and in a couple of weeks, Team Canada will be gathering in Red Deer to kick off their selection camp for the World Juniors. Plenty of World Junior conversation to take place over the course of the next hour. Coming up in segment number two of this show, we are going to head to Brandon, Manitoba. We're going to chat with the voice of the Brandon Wheat Kings, Brandon Crow. Two members of the Wheat Kings, Ridley Gregg and Braden Schneider, invited to the Canada World Junior Selection Camp. We'll talk about those two players and how things are shaping up out east for the Wheat Kings. But right now, to get this show started, very pleased to be joined by a fellow who really at this stage of the game needs no introduction to this show and no introduction to this city, but we'll give him one anyway. He is heading into his third season as the head coach of the Vancouver Giants, and come November, he will be in Red Deer with Team Canada because he is also going to be an assistant coach with the 2020-21 Team Canada World Junior team. Pleased, as always, to have Vancouver Giants head coach Michael Deck on the show. Coach, as always, good to chat with you. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know your schedule is really ramping up here with Red Deer on the horizon, so thanks for taking the time. It means a lot.
Absolutely, Dan. Looking forward to talking to you about it.
Yeah, no kidding. So before we dive into the World Junior stuff, how did you react when you heard the news of January 8th and the restart for the WHL?
Well, some of the best news that I've heard in a long time. Let's put it that way. I mean, just the fact that we had a date. Very sympathetic towards our players because I know it's been really difficult not knowing when, and I think that's been probably the toughest thing through this whole process was not knowing when we were gonna get back together again, when we were gonna start playing, and we had no real answers for the longest time, and it was we're very honest with them as far as letting them know that any information, any definitive information coming from the league would come directly from us. So there's obviously lots of concern, lots of curiosity, and finally we'd heard that it was going to be December 26th and January 8th. It was great news, and obviously something that we can start building towards.
Tell me about coaching during this extended break, because I've been fortunate enough to have a front row seat to some of it here, Coach. But in many cases, you haven't seen a lot of these guys since mid-March, and yet I know you've been active with these players, both from a hockey standpoint and a life standpoint. Take us behind the curtain a little bit and share what that has looked like for you and the Giants.
Well, I think we wanted to make a real concerted effort to make weekly or bi-weekly contact. It was probably bi-weekly contact through the summer. And, as we started moving towards the fall and initially when we got word that we weren't starting in September, it was weekly. And it was less about tactics. I think the last thing that the guys wanted to talk about in September, knowing that we weren't playing and not knowing when we were going to play, was about a forecheck or what we were going to be doing in our defensive zone. It was more about making contact and knowing what the plans were going to be for September and October and into November, and at the same time just getting the group together. So lots of Zoom calls. We had some trivia. We've done an NHL playoff pool and draft. We've done an NFL fantasy pool. We've had alumni on. More than anything, it was addressing that these guys were good mentally, and we wanted to have some fun. We wanted to instill hope. I mean, that's really what we've been living on for the longest time.
I know team building has always been a big part of your MO as a coach. And I mean, I'm even just thinking about the morning meetings that the guys have during a normal week in the life, so to speak. But given the times we're in and some of these creative ways to team build, has it worked well in your mind? And I mean, is this something that even as we move forward, even years down the road, knowing that you can have a Kahoot trivia event over a Zoom or an alumni guest speak virtually. I mean, these are things that might now be part of the regular coaching arsenal as you move forward. Do you agree?
I agree. I think, you know, that's one of the things that we've learned. I mean, nothing can replace social interaction. And I think that's probably, you know, the biggest thing that our guys miss is that social interaction, meeting at the rink daily. And I don't think, you know, we're ever going to take that for granted again. But in the absence of social interaction, the next best thing is Zoom. And there's lots of good things that you can do. And, you know, on top of what we've done, you know, with our weekly meetings and such, you know, the other thing is we did have a morning motivation where you know, an individual was responsible that day for providing a motivational video. You know, it could have been anything, an article, a letter of some kind, something that inspired them, made them feel good that day, because everybody's going through ups and downs right now. And when you're not feeling great, it's no different than being at the rink. If you're not ready to go, you've got to find somebody that is and feed off of them. And we wanted to create that energy virtually. And with regards to what we've been doing with alumni and even moving forward in doing some teaching, you know, some things that I've learned through Hockey Canada this summer with our virtual summer camp, you know, it certainly helps with preparation prior to guys arriving.
And one more for you, Coach, just along these lines. You know, you can have all of the ideas, you can have ideas galore on the end of the staff, but without buy-in from the players, it doesn't quite have the same effect. Have you been satisfied with the buy-in, the work ethic, the attitude that you've seen from the soon-to-be 2020-21 Vancouver Giants?
Absolutely. I can't say enough about how well these guys have reacted. You know, and it hasn't been an easy time, and they've remained, for the most part, very positive. I mean, you can understand when they're not, but you know, the participation, the buy-in, has been excellent, and not only that, you know, we're trying to sell ownership here too, as far as guys, you know, taking ownership for what they're sending in and what they're adding, and everybody's done a fantastic job.
Head coach Michael Dick of the Vancouver Giants, my guest on White Spot Giants this week. Justin Sortif getting selected by the Florida Panthers in the 2020 NHL draft. First chance you and I have had a chance to talk about this on the record, Coach. Your thoughts on the destination, where he went in the draft, and what this means for him as far as an opportunity goes moving forward?
Well, I think the Florida Panthers got an excellent player where they got him. I think Justin is, you know, he went in the third round, but he's a much better player than that. And I think they got a real good prospect that potentially could have been a first round pick. And I think, you know, where we think he's going this year and next year, I think he's just going to build off what he's accomplished. You know, I think it's a great opportunity for him to go and obviously whenever he gets that opportunity to get down into Florida and go to camp, you know, they're certainly going to recognize that. It's difficult drafting players, you know, from a season that gets canceled in March through, you know, watching them online and doing a lot of different scouting via telephone to the draft happening in October. You sort of forget how, you know, what an impact some of these players can make. And I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised when he arrives and seeing the kind of player that they got in the third round. And for Justin, you know, an opportunity to go to a pro camp and learn – from some of the NHL players and some of the veterans there is just going to do nothing but make them better.
And coach, as we look ahead to 2021, two players, and we could talk about all of them together, but I want to just quickly hit on two. Cole Shepherd and the axe to grind, the point to prove, and the opportunity for him now heading into his second year of draft eligibility.
Yeah, we had a chance to talk to Cole last week, and obviously he was disappointed that he wasn't drafted, but at the same time, what a great motivating opportunity for him to prove people wrong. And last year it didn't help that he was injured, and it took him some time to get back into the lineup. And I think it was an adjustment for him coming from the BC Junior League to the WHL. It was a big step for him, and I think he adapted well, but it took him a little bit of time. So, I think obviously if he would have had an opportunity to play in the playoffs and we would have had that chance to play longer and we felt that we could have made a run, it would have done nothing but help his draft status. But nonetheless, he gets that opportunity this year, and I know he's worked hard this summer, and we're looking forward to having a very good season with Cole Shepherd.
Zacho Stopchuk with the NHL Central Scouting Preliminary Ranking. We know that lists are just that, they're lists. But the opportunity for him recovering from injury and being ready to I think, really, there's a wonderful opportunity ahead for him in year two to step up and be counted.
Absolutely. He was the guy that played some really big minutes for us, especially early in the year when we didn't have the depth that we had when we added Florchuk and Pazuzu, and Zach was playing some top 6 minutes as a 16-year-old and well-deserved minutes. So, obviously he had a bad break at the end of the season. We lost him in January, and we certainly missed him. And he's worked hard this summer. I know he looks very good from what we understand. Some of the folks that are working with him up in Edmonton, that he's regained his form and he's bigger and stronger. And another guy that obviously we think we have high expectations for. And we think he can have a fantastic season for us, and it'll do nothing but help his draft status.
Michael Dick is the head coach of the Vancouver Giants here on White Spot Giants this week. And coach, November 13th, it begins. It's the Hockey Canada selection camp for the upcoming World Junior Tournament. When you took the job with the Giants back in 2018, was coaching at the World Juniors always a goal that you had for yourself, something maybe in the back of your mind, or the whole transition to this point, has that even taken you for a bit of a pleasant surprise?
Absolutely. When you coach in this league, it's always something that you aspire to. Anytime you get an opportunity to represent your country, it's an honor, it's a privilege, and for anybody that's either played or coached, when the World Juniors comes on at Christmas time and you watch it, you obviously want to become a part of that, and part of that tradition, a part of that opportunity. And so when I got the phone call this year, which would have been in April, there wasn't much good news going on, and that was the best news that I had in a long, long time. So really exciting to not only represent Canada, but to be a part of a real first-class staff. And a lot of the guys that I'm working with were there last year and got a taste of it and won gold. And looking forward to working with those guys and learning from those guys.
What can you tell us about Andre Tournier and Mitch Love? I mean, there's a bit of familiarity with Mitch Love from his dealings in the WHL, but these are the two men that you're going to be on the bench with, and I can only imagine the conversations that are taking place by the minute, by the hour, by the day with these two, and then some.
Well, they're very well prepared. the level of detail going into the preparation is elite. That's probably the best way of putting it. We've had a little bit more time, I think, than normal to really work on a lot of the details going into our game plan. But hard workers, tireless workers, and extremely detailed in the preparation and the approach, right from our evaluations to our virtual camp to our tech package. There's really no stone unturned. It's been a really good process for me to be a part of.
Few more questions for the head coach of the Vancouver Giants, Michael Dick, here on White Spot Giants This Week. Bowen Byram, we know the impact and the January and February that he had put together for the Giants once he got back from the World Juniors. But, Coach, when you think back to the impact of 2020 and what the outlook looks like for him on the 2021 team, how significant were the World Juniors for Bowen Byram this past season?
Well, I think they were very significant. For Bo, it was a great opportunity to play on a team where he wasn't required to be the guy. And obviously for us, he's been the guy on the back end. And he joined the World Juniors last year. He's one of the guys, and so his role changed from being the number one power play quarterback to, I think he played the second unit, but more of a 3-4 guy, relied on to play solid defensively against other teams' top six forwards. He killed penalties, but he did a lot of the things that he does for us. But I think in some ways it took the pressure off him and really allowed him to excel in some other parts of his game and made him more of a well-rounded player. And coming back this year, his role's going to change again in the sense that he's a returning guy and probably taking on far more of a leadership role.
Last week, the selection camp rosters were announced. He was a part of the six returning players on that list. But, I mean, the interesting component to all of this is with time comes a really thorough examination process, I suppose, for you and your fellow staff. So, Coach, is there a player or a player or two that come to mind that you might be fairly new to that you're looking forward to watching a little more closely come mid-November?
Dan, I think if we hadn't had a pandemic and really we weren't spending the time watching almost, I guess in some ways four or five games from each guy that we've made a lot of evaluations on, whether it be the guys that are coming to the camp or even the guys that we've had secondary, even third lists on, I would say that you might be pleasantly surprised watching one or two of these guys coming in, but We've watched every player coming in at least five times. And when I say five times, five or six different games that they've played. So we've gotten to know them very, very well. And obviously, time has allowed us to do that. I mean, one guy in particular that's very intriguing, when I watched him, I couldn't believe he was 15 years old, was Shane Wright. And he's 16 coming to camp. But watching him play in Kingston last year as a 15-year-old, I actually had to phone Brad McEwen and said, "Is this guy really 15 years old? I mean, what he was doing at 15 was unbelievable." So him coming in at 16 this year, and he plays more like a 19-year-old. Kind of looking forward to see how he fits in, but. Nonetheless, an elite group. Obviously, the old ones are elite players, and obviously we saw what the old twos brought the draft this year. We've got a lot of really good hockey players. It's going to make for some really tough decisions.
So, Coach, the human element to this, in less than 2 weeks from this conversation, you're going to be hunkered down in Red Deer. And then from Red Deer to the bubble in Edmonton, I mean, I can imagine that as we get closer to this, you're probably feeling a number of different emotions, excitement, nerves. Tell us a little bit about preparing for this and kind of how it's been for you.
Well, I think excitement more than anything. You know, the nerves are the excitement. We're so well prepared going in and put so much effort and time into this and spent so much time on Zoom. You know, it's funny. We've been working together since April, and I feel like I know these guys very, very well, but we have yet to get together. You know, we've just done it via Zoom. So the social interaction we were talking about earlier, the excitement of the players, again, they haven't played since March, many of them. For them to come in and start playing hockey again and competitive hockey and getting back together again, there's a lot of excitement. And I think the key for us is being able to harness that so that we don't come there and in a week, you know, we've got to regroup again. I think we're gonna temper it and maintain it and make sure that we peak on December 26th.
So in closing here, Coach, we'll wrap this up. Just want to give you the sense, you know, with all that you've got coming up with Hockey Canada, and then of course with the Giants starting back up on January 8th. I mean, this is all very exciting, and really just want to give you an opportunity and a bit of a platform just to share, you know, the excitement that you feel just on behalf of the Vancouver Giants for the resilience and a number of the things that we've touched on in this conversation, but the fact that, you know, if all goes according to plan, we finally get to take the ice again in early January and truly get back to what we all love to do.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I think everybody understands, you know, what we had to do and as a country, as a, you know, obviously as a planet. I mean, we reacted to some very adverse conditions and you know, it hasn't been an easy year. And at the same time, the opportunity presents itself that we get back together again and we start playing hockey. I've had the chance to watch my son play in the Alberta Junior Hockey League, and even just to watch those guys get an opportunity to play, it's so exciting to get back in the rink again. And I'm so excited for our guys to get that opportunity and finally get playing. So we'll be ready to go and just can't wait to get everybody back in Vancouver and start playing hockey.
The last ball busting question I have for you, Coach, is this: is there a team in the NFL that has a chance to a chance to defeat the Pittsburgh Steelers for the first time?
Nope. You know what, Dan? They made a statement yesterday. Baltimore had a bye week, and Pittsburgh played a tough game in Nashville the week before, and then right into Baltimore. And to be quite honest with you, I think, you know, you saw glimpses of how good the Steelers can be in the second half. But I think, you know, when they put it all together for 60 minutes, they're going to be a real tough team to beat this year.
Well, I still owe you that cold one from week one and the victory that the Steelers put together over the New York Giants. So before you bust my balls too much about that, we can wrap this up. But, Coach, all the best to you as far as just continued health, positivity, energy, focus, all of those things as you get set for what is going to be an unbelievable adventure for you. And in the same breath, I also just want to send the best vibes possible as well to your wife, Char, and your three children, daughter and your two sons. Just continued health and safety to everybody. And looking forward to crossing paths with you again soon. And I'm sure we'll chat a few times before December 26th. But enjoy the experience, and thanks for taking the time to hop on with us tonight.
Much appreciated, Dan. Thanks very much.
Head coach Michael Dick on White Spot Giants This Week. When we come back, Brandon Crow, voice of the Brandon Wheat Kings. Part 2 coming up, White Spot Giants this week on Sportsnet 650.